$130 million from cyber criminals has been seized by Interpol in global HE3 crackdown operation. Back on Thursday, Interpol announced the seizure of $130 million worth of virtual assets in connection with a global crackdown on cyber-enabled financial crimes and money laundering. Known as HE3, it transpired between June 28 and November 23, 2022, resulting in the arrests of 975 individuals and the closure of more than 1,600 cases. This comprised two fugitives wanted by South Korea for their supposed involvement in a Ponzi scheme to embezzle 28 million euros from 2,000 victims. The next situation was a call center scam based out of India, wherein a group of criminals impersonated Interpol and Europol officers to trick victims in Austria into transferring funds. The call centers were said to have been operating from New Delhi and Noida. Image source: The Hacker News. The illegal activity informed the victims that their identities were stolen and crime pertaining to narcotics drugs were committed in their names, forcing them to make a money transfer. In order to clear themselves of this suspicion, the victims were compelled to transfer their assets, money to a trust account through bank transfers, crypto wallets, gift card codes, or voucher codes, the Indian Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, disclosed last month. Raids conducted by the agency led to the confiscation of 25.83 Bitcoin as well as about $37,000 in different digital wallets. A bank account of one of the suspects, which held $37,000, was also frozen. Interpol noted that the call center scam led victims to transfer a total of $159,000. They said that the four cryptocurrency wallets used by the scamsters were seized. In all, nearly 2,800 bank and virtual asset accounts that were used to launder the illicitly obtained funds were blocked over the course of the five-month operation. Several emerging cybercrime trends were identified as a result of the coordinated exercise, including romance scams and sextortion, as well as bogus crypto wallet schemes promoted through encrypted messaging apps.